Michael Murphy, Donegal captain. What a performance here today by Donegal, defeating Tyrone, and he's done it in emphatic fashion. It was a super all-round performance.
Aye, come here. It was a one tie, and that's what we got to. I suppose we were on the big bit of a back of a few defeats against Tyrone over the last number of years, and we've the influx of a lot of new players too into the bargain. So say credit's due to everyone. They've put their head down, and you can say we managed to get a result there today. I think the first half performance put us gives us a platform to kind of go on. Tyrone threw everything at us the second half, and we weathered it just about. But what it does is it puts us into the provincial final, and that's all it does. Yeah. Remember, I suppose a number of years ago where we were off the back of a semi-final one here against Monaghan, and we went into the provincial final and got beat. So as I say, a one's a one, but all it is, it just puts you in a final, it gives you an opportunity to be competitive in that final.
Yeah. Was that opening 8-10 minutes, the goal from Jimmy, and in particular his contribution in that opening quarter, was that the winning of the game today?
It gave us a big platform, it definitely did, without a doubt. We got a goal, and with possibility could have got another one, and at the same time we managed to weather a goal chance of theirs. So as I say, goals are big scores in games. And we managed, I suppose, to say throughout the start of that or towards the end of that second half, we managed to keep ourselves, our noses in front, and we pushed the lead out to 5 and 6. But you know, Tyrone came. I suppose we sat a wee bit deeper towards the end of the game and allowed them to pick off a couple of points and brought the scoreline down to that at a 3 to 4 point lead. But subs bench came on, huge performances there from everyone that came in off that there, and they really, really emptied it out. And as I say, it's a one, it's brilliant, but it's vitally, vitally important now. We regroup, we get back at it. It's a quick turnaround in 2 weeks, and we get ourselves ready for a provincial final, because, as I say, that's where it's at. We need to win this, and we need to push on and be competitive now against either Armagh or Cavan.
Well, you go into that game with a lot of encouragement off the back of today, so you do, Michael?
Come here, you go into any team that's in a final, obviously they get there for a reason. Armagh and Cavan are the winners of that there. I'll be saying the exact same thing tomorrow evening, whatever one the winner is. They'll be going off the back of it with serious encouragement too, having come through the route that they've come through. So as I say, it's all that's done. As I say, the lads have done brilliantly, but we know the terms of the groups of players there, there's ability, and everybody, we are progressing, but that is what we're doing. We're a developing squad, and it's vitally important now that we try and go on to the final now in 2 weeks' time with all we can and be competitive again.
Yep. Just one more question. I talked to Declan about the evolution of the Donegal team ahead of this match, and the talk is about yourself and Patrick and Ryan, and this was the stage for the other guys, and in particular that are involved in that front six, that this is the stage for them to step up, and I think they answered all those questions and done that today.
And credit where credit is due to them too. Throughout the whole year they've been doing that, in the National League they've been doing that, they've been doing it away in places in Cork and Tipperary, and where results hadn't gone our way, they still kept their heads, they still came out battling, and they still came out hungry for more football. And where, I suppose, in the early part of that league, it would have been very easy for that younger team who were put out to wither and to shy away, they kept coming out hungry for more. And I think today then, as I say, it shows it. They get a number of years now under their belt. Some of them are 2-3 years under their belt now at Championship and League football. And as I say, they're huge, huge parts of our team now. And anybody that's there and you've seen the sub-bench that come on are big contributions to it. But I keep
saying, Sean as well. We can't forget about the saves of Sean.
Aye, big saves there. And Sean, in fairness to him, has come on and really added something to us in that regard with his saves and composure. And the boys are very comfortable with him there at the back. So, yeah, it's good. But to say vitally, vitally careful. And we need to really go after it now in the final again. And we need to go after it now over the next 2 weeks of training and push things on more and more. And it's great to see Arsene Gallen back from his injury there today too. Been fantastic for us, and it's given us all a huge, huge lift with his exuberance and youth exuberance around the place, and no doubt he'll be hungry for more action now over the next couple of weeks too.
Listen, well done today.
Thanks, sir.